Whenever I'm hurt, he makes sure I confess the word.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Tell them what has to play in your room all night while you're sleeping. Tell them what has to play in your room while you're sleeping when something is wrong. You got to turn what on?
I have to turn the TV on and put the healing scriptures or the protection scriptures.
Yes, yes. Love you, baby. So whenever the kids are battling with something, no matter what it is, we don't talk about what's going on. We talk about the solution. Whenever they don't feel well, we don't talk about, you know, you just keep confessing my stomach hurt. No. What scripture did you confess? Let's confess the word. Then they go to sleep with the word. Healing scripture play all throughout the night. Throughout the night. Throughout the night. Why? Because we are downloading. We are downloading who created us. So there's no vaccine and there's no pills and there's no. No. Listen. Who created us is the it's the medicine that we need. My middle son, he talked to you guys about attitude. He's me turned up, you know, he is. So I used to say this, and I told Bishop, I used to say this, son, you need to get your attitude checked. You need to get your attitude under control. You know how we roll. That is not how we do things. You need to be in charge of your attitude. Guess what God told me? He's not in charge of his attitude. Guess what I got to do? Start confessing different. Why do I need to tell him to be in charge of his attitude, Miss West? I need to ask him, hey, son, how much time did you spend in the word today? Hey, son, what did you read this morning? Hey, son, have you spent time praying and worshiping God today? Because when I have them kind of conversations, I understand when you are loading yourself up with the word of God and you spending time with God, not just because it's Friday and it's time to win this football game. We want to pray when it's time to go out and play this game, right? Or when it's time to win a ring, state ring, and all this and that and the other. Or we want to do good when we want to go out with the boys or go to the movies and this and that and the other. Now we want to play all, hey, mom, hey, dad. We want to be all nice and sweet and this and that and the other. We want to be cool with the coach when it's time to play. But if the season don't start until another 5 weeks, 10 weeks, then you can say anything to your coach. You can live any kind of life. But game tomorrow. Hey, coach, how you doing today, coach? Isn't it? No. Son, have you been spending time with the word? Because the word is going to take that attitude and it's going to do something with it. Not me telling him to take charge of his attitude. Because if he get in the word, then guess what? That word is going to override what really wants to come out of him. He got to put something in him in order for it to take over his life. But if you're not putting word in, then whatever come out, just come out. It is what it is. It ain't never is what it is with me. Because I'm in control of all of this. People ask me all the time, AJ, how your weekend? How your day? It ain't got a choice but to be great. What you mean you ain't got a choice? Because I don't allow it to be any other way. I run this. What you mean, AJ? Now God is in control. Oh, okay, really? Last time I read my Bible, he told me that I was in charge of this earth. And for somebody to tell me God is in control of everything, then well, why are you acting the way you acting? Because if he in charge of everything, then you will be the perfect Jesus. If God be God, Miss Gail, if God really be God and he's in charge of everything, then there is nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing wrong, and you ain't got time to roll your eyes and be mad and have hatred and all this and that and the other. What is a white and black? You don't know because God is in control. He's in charge of everything. What is rain? You don't know because if he's in charge of everything, you would have never saw that it rained. If he's in charge of everything, then why your hip hurting? Why you twisted? Why are you throwing shade? I got to talk with the young people like that now because they ain't here. If he's in charge of everything, Why your drip ain't like the other person's drip if he in charge of everything? Why you got a Joan on somebody else's drip when you think your drip is better than they drip? For the other people that's in here that don't know what that means, you know, somebody swag or somebody look better, or somebody got great pants on, this and that and the other. My boys tell me all the time, Dad, your drip ain't nothing compared to ours, you know? But little do my boys know, if they had came up in my day, they wouldn't stand a chance. Because I had most stylish and most everything in my day. But I can't wear that today and be more stylish. They got the drip. I'm going to give it to them. They got it. They got it. But I can let them have it. You want to know why? Y'all want to know why? See, when you're young and unlearned, you'll say stuff like that to your parents. Let me explain something to you. Tyrone, they think they got the drip, right? If dad quit spending it, who going to have it then? I the one bought all that drip that you call drip. If I stop handing it off, then who gonna have the drip, Miss Rochelle? Not them. They won't have none of that. Tyrone, what drip they got? Man, I take them back to overall and tell mama pull out the take them back to overall and tell mama pull out the sewing machine, start making them MC Hammer pants for them. You better know it. They gonna skip school. They sure gonna skip school. They're gonna put God on pause because they upset. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, boss. Man, dad got the drip because I bought that. Better remember that. Boss lady.
And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
Right there. I just got finished explaining that. God created us in his image and after his likeness. Who are you? I'm in the image of God. I'm created just like my daddy. So therefore, when you put me down, I just smile. When you put mouth on me, I just keep going. That's why I've been unstoppable, but not because of me, but because of who lives inside of me. Because who lives inside of me. That's why we're sitting in the seats that we are in, because not because of what we have done, but because what he did. Okay, let me say that again. We are sitting in the seat not because of what we have done, but because of what he did. Not what he's doing, but what he did. So because of what he did, I can stand here and proudly and say, man, I love God with everything in me, and if you don't like it, then that's fine. I'm going to keep moving. I'm going to keep pushing. I'm going to keep going. I'm not going to water down my faith because you don't believe. But most definitely, I'm not going to make you feel bad because you don't believe. Most definitely, I'm not going to run you down because you believe some other God or you believe some other thing. No, I'm going to love you. Why? Because I'm a child of God. I'm in the image of him. So therefore, I cannot put you down. I have to walk in love. Because the Bible says the love of God draw all men. So, hey, if I do it my way, I'm going to miss it. But if I do it God's way, then I'm going to get your attention. If I do it God's way, I'm going to get your attention. I'm not going to overlook you. I'm going to bless you. I'm not going to overlook you, but I'm going to pour something in you. Why? Because the great I am live inside of me. I have opened myself all the way up to allow him to do what he wants to do. Not sometimes. I ask my boy, what if I don't feel like going to work tomorrow? What if I don't feel like being your dad? What if I don't feel like doing your mom right? What if I don't feel like doing all this and that and the other that I do every single day? Do some of you guys feel like not being who you are? Are y'all tripping right now? Man, don't sometimes you want to tell people, man, leave me alone. You got on my land nerve. Some of y'all saying, yeah, I'm still doing that though. Y'all still saying it and doing it. But sometimes you want to do that? Angela, don't sometimes you want to take a break at being mama? I know my mama want to take a break being mama. Sometimes. But I can't let her break. Mama, you got to be mama. But sometimes you just want to let your hair down and do some other things, right? And you only feel like that because you better check the amount of time that you're spending with God. Because if you're spending time with God every now and then, you're going to feel like that and it's going to overtake you. But if you spend time with God all the time, he's going to encourage you. He's going to give you something. He's going to allow you to feel encouraged, empowered, and all the other things that you need in life in order to be the teen that you need to be when you go to school. Today, I'm going to be a great teenager. Friday, I'm going to turn up. Today in church, I'm going to be the best looking teen I can be. Tomorrow, you're going to school cussing your teachers out. And because you can run the ball good or because you can tackle real good, you don't think you can get in trouble because the school needs you. But what happens when you don't, when you no longer can be at that school because age and everything else? What happens then? Where are you going? Where are you headed? What direction are you going in?